So many of the lies that the world tells us, society tells us, people tell us, end up messing around with who we are, messing around with our lives, racial tensions, the stigma of adoption. That'd have to affect you in your later years, wouldn't it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as I'm joined once more by my special guest, Mike Riccini, to share some of his amazing life's journey with us. Exciting week this week on the program, because we're following up on what we've been chatting about over the last few weeks. It's the fact that all the lies that the world throws at us about who we are and who we're supposed to be, how we're meant to conform to this model or that model of success, with all those lies, well, a lot of damage gets done to us on the inside. It's like eating bad food all the time and it makes you sick. And these lies, they start pretty early on in life. In fact, often it's the lies we were told when we were young, when we were children, in our teens, that do most of the damage and live with us throughout the rest of our lives, robbing us of all that God has intended. But today, I'm joined again by my special guest on the program, Mike Riccini, who was the second child of a 15-year-old, I was about to call her a woman, but girl, really, and after abuse and stuff, had a pretty rocky road in those early years. If there's anyone who has an excuse to be bitter and twisted over the past, it's Mike. And the reason I've invited him to join me this week on the program is just to share his story, his journey, and I guess the healing that God's brought into his life, his difficult life, over recent years. Mike, welcome again to the program.
Thank you.
Great to have you here.
Yeah.
I've heard you speak about how you came into this world. Your mother was 15, your father was 30-ish, you were born into an abusive situation, it was a really difficult time, and then pretty early on you found yourself in foster care. I guess most of us don't think too much about foster care. Tell us what those two simple words mean to you.
When I look back on foster care, I just see it as a transition time between the family that's supposed to love you and a family that does love you. And when I remember foster care, I don't remember being loved. I know they had me in their house. For the most part, it just seems like families that have you in their house just because their kids have gone away to university or to college or moved out. And so they want younger kids in there just to feel a sense of not being lonely anymore.
You were only in foster care for about a year, right?
Yeah, it was only a year. Praise the Lord, I was in foster care with my two other siblings, which is very rare.
Yeah.
But I don't remember getting food very much. Just weird breakfasts, pancakes or syrup or donuts. And I don't remember feeling like there were rules or I had to do stuff. I just felt like, do whatever you want. Just live the life you want. And there's no like boundaries. It was as if they didn't care about us in a way.
That must really impact a young kid.
Yes. When I look at my family now, there's little kids in there now and they have rules. And I can't imagine living the life they have right now without rules.
Yeah.
Because there's no guidance. There would be no direction. And as a young kid, you look up to those in authority over you.
Yeah. But eventually you were adopted out. What does adoption feel like? Again, most of us have never experienced adoption. What does that feel like to you?
Well, it was the third family I had been in because of my birth mom, foster care, and then adoption. It was a third family within 4 years.
Wow.
And as a young kid, you know what's going on. You know the transition. You know you're moving from house to house.
And you can remember that, right?
Yes. And it's very hard on the inside because you often blame yourself or blame many other people. I often blamed my mom for all the bad stuff. And even to this day, I was blaming my mom.
Mm.
And it messes with your head because you have that sense of rejection that nobody cares about you, that the first family, they didn't want you anymore, so they put you into foster care. And the foster care family didn't want you because they didn't adopt you. And now you wind up in a family where they're supposed to love you. That's the idea that adoption is now, oh, you're being put in a new family that actually cares about you.
So how did that end up unfolding? How did that feel to you being adopted?
As a young kid, I don't remember exactly everything that happened, but I had the sense of being loved.
Hmm.
I did feel loved coming to the new family, except for the fact that there are rules now. This is the first time in my life I really had rules.
That would have been a shock.
It was a shock because I never been disciplined before. I never been put in timeout before. So I didn't know what that was like. And I felt like they're supposed to love me, but they're hitting me with a spoon on my butt, and or they're giving me all these rules, and you can't have dessert till after you've done all your dinner. And there's rules I never even heard of before that. And in one way, is I was loved because I felt like they cared about me. But in the other sense, I had restrictions on my life now.
But as you went along in that and you finally got the idea that you were being loved, that must have been a pretty amazing yes. experience.
It was huge for me growing up my entire life, knowing that somebody actually cared about me.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, people who have had good parents take that for granted, but not everyone's had that. And so the feeling of not having been loved by your parents and then being adopted into a family where you are loved, even though you're not their flesh and blood, right? It's a real act of grace when you think about it. It's a real kind of powerful statement. Almost more powerful than being born. I mean, your natural parents are meant to love you. My natural parents, whom I grew up with, love me. That's their job, right? But your adopted parents, they chose to take you, and you wouldn't have been easy at that time not having had rules, right? They chose to take you into their family. What an act of grace.
Yeah. My adopted parents, no doubt, are my heroes in my life. When I look at them right now, I can't believe they end up adopting 6 kids.
Wow.
I cannot believe that they would give up all their future that they had, even money, just to welcome kids into their lives, and not their natural born kids. 6 kids that are from rough situations, that have nobody in the world that loves them at the moment, and they welcome them in and they say, "We will be your parents. We will love you."
So when God says he destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in his beloved son, I guess that means a lot to you because you get it. You understand that bit more than perhaps I do because I've never been adopted. I wonder whether sometimes I undervalue what God did in adopting me into his family because I wasn't particularly easy to love just between you and me quietly. I wasn't particularly easy to love when God adopted me into his family. But it wasn't all beer and Skittles because at school, you're Hispanic, right? And you're growing up in a white family. In fact, Rakini, your surname is Italian. So you're a Hispanic kid growing up in Italian. Those of us who don't live in America mightn't get the whole white Hispanic thing. Can you just give us, what was it like at school being a Hispanic kid in a white school and a white family?
Yeah, I went to a school that is pretty much all white kids. And so my siblings and I were pretty much the only Hispanics in the entire school. And schools in America are usually a little bigger than here in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get a lot of kids saying, "Why are you here? You don't belong here. You don't look like the rest of us." And I remember having to explain to kids I was adopted. And I remember getting the phrases, "You weren't loved by your mom," or "You're not loved," or "You look funny," or "Your hair is darker than ours." And having those feelings in your head, just, why am I here? Why am I here? Why am I not with my real mom? Why mm-hmm. are their parents love them and mine didn't?
Yeah.
That was in my head all of school.
Yeah, it really strikes me that they're playing with your self-belief about who you are as a human being, and it drags you so far away from how God sees you.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And God sees us when he adopts us into his family as totally different to those kids at school, as totally different to the way the world yells at us that we should be this, we should be that, you should have lighter hair, you should have white skin, whatever it is, God's approach is really different. I'm going to talk to you about that a bit more another time. Thanks for joining me today, Mike.
You're welcome.
Sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so that they can experience a real and tangible relationship with Jesus. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw ever closer to God. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free, delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh eDevotional sign-up waiting for you right there. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of the ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. We pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.